Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to a very exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Flatshare Slamdown. Gosh, the year's flying by, isn't it? Our years, and yours too, listener dear. The months have become measured out in Flat Slam releases, I always find.
Yes, that's true.
Flat Slam. You're like, go bloody hell.
Has it really been a month since the last one? And it has. And we recorded this.
We can confirm.
It's a good marker. It's been at least 4 weeks, possibly five, since the last one. But this was a good one. We had a really, really fun time recording this. This is the second of our McCuntleth Comedy Festival recordings. And, oh my God, superb guests, heroes,
so
friends of ours, total heroes, Mike Bubbins and Rosie Jones. Two of the best about.
It's fortunate for us that we had two of the best about, because this was recorded quite early on a Sunday.
We
had been partaking in the fruits of the festival, shall we say. So
we'd eaten a lot of oranges.
We had been celebrating being back at our favourite comedy festival in the world. So we'd had a good old time on the Saturday night, and then we were plunged straight into a record, but carried by two absolute legends at the peak. I'm going to say it, at the peak of their game at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I would say as well, this whole episode had the hangover hots.
It did, didn't it?
As I remember, it was a saucy old episode. And I
there's
think
a cuddly vibe to this one. There's a real cuddly vibe to this episode.
There's a photo out there somewhere of me during the record, and it looks like my head's about to explode. Ready for tomato.
Yeah, see if you can work out. You definitely will, but see if you can work out when that photo was taken. As you listen to this, when do you think Tom was at his reddest? When do you think the veins on Tom's head were pulsating to their fullest potential? Like, honestly, the veins on the side of your head are at the top of their game. They really are.
And the top of my head. Enjoy the episode, and we'll see you on the other side.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, not bad.
Let's not turn each other, all right? That's unfair. One of you two has got to pump up the airbed.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, it's not going to be me. I tell you what's weird, actually, Matthew. At home, I've got a waterbed.
Oh, yeah.
And while I've been here, I've got an airbed. And then when I woke up this morning, I had both.
Okay.
A piece of the bed.
Oh, yeah, works on two levels. So... what about you, Tom?
I'm not going to pump up the airbed. I've got bad family history, really, with airbeds, because my uncle was accused of taking a bribe to let people's airbeds down. And, yeah, he was guilty. It turns out he took a bung. He took a bung! That's a proper joke, that is.
Yep.
Took a bung.
I have got to go.
Well, there is only one way to settle this. We're going to have a Flatshare Slam Down!
Flatshare Slam Down!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, pump up the bed, pump it up, while your feet are stomping, and the airbed's pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping, pump it up a little more. Thanks for letting me sleep on your floor. See what, because that's where the party is, and you'll find out if you do that. Forgot to book a place to stay, get my airbed on the floor tonight, make my day. Forgot to book a place to stay, get my airbed on your floor tonight, make my day, make my day. I'm those around, Matthew Crosby. Let's meet my mattress pumpers. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
As if MacFest couldn't get any whiter. That was the whitest thing that I've ever heard in my entire life.
I am white.
For the listeners at home.
Just in case. Yeah. I'm white. So, Tom and Ben, obviously you can't pump up the airbed on your own. Who have you brought to stomp on the pump today? Ben.
I have brought my friend, Mike Bubbins.
Mike Bubbins is here.
Hello, my cousin.
How are we all? Cheers, Ben.
Hello, mate. How are you doing, man?
I cross.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for asking me.
Now, you've actually got your flatmates with you here tonight, haven't you?
My flatmates, yeah. My wife is here, and my two children, 9 and 12. So if
that's weird names.
Have you? Yeah.
Unacceptable.
They've both been assimilated, so they're Borgs in the 12th row. So Ben and Ellie are there. If you could not say shit and bugger for the next hour, that'd be brilliant. Thank you.
Right. Rosie, you listening?
That's fine. So I got to say, very quickly, sorry, yeah. Cross. A friend of ours gave my son a lift to rugby the other day. And then when I saw her about 2 weeks later, she said, by the way, I need to apologise to you. Ben was in the back of the car. I accidentally swore when someone cut me up. Realised Ben was in the car. I turned around and said, sorry about that, Ben. He said, it's okay. My dad swears for a living.
That's a very good point.
Good point.
Well trained.
Bear that in mind.
Yeah. So, obviously, they're your housemates. What would they say you're like to live with, do you think? If they had to describe how it is living with Bubbins.
A dream, I'd imagine. I mean, No, because I'm a big strapping lad, so I can do all the sort of stuff around the house you'd want me to do, Matt.
Posing.
If I was living with you. Yeah. I walk around naked fairly often.
Sure.
No, that sounds bad. I mean, if
no, I don't know with a body like yours, it doesn't.
You're very kind.
Sounds great.
I just meant from like a social services point of view, it sounds bad.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, I'm lovely. I was going to say I'm a hands-on dad, but that sounds bad as well.
Yeah, should we chat to Rosie for a bit?
Yeah, let's do this.
Tom, who have you brought with you this week?
Well, Matthew, the jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no. Oh.
It needs funding. So I've invited Rosie Jones.
Rosie Jones is here.
Tick, 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 yeah. Tick. Boom.
Oh, the intro, I do get a lot of money for all of this.
Yeah. We're enjoying the trickle-down effect, and thank you. So, Rosie, what kind of person are you to live with?
Well, my flatmate is here tonight.
Because you live with Bubbins, don't you?
Yeah!
Both of you what, strolling around the house naked all the time? It's a wonderful setup.
I think I'm a joy to live with. My current problem with my partner is she does not understand my choice in music
right. In
the shower. It is shit. Like, I can go from Dolly Parton.
Good call.
Great.
Wonderful.
Great. Really great. To Jessica Simpson. Via Michelle Branch. Do you know her?
I don't think. Sing us a little bit of Michelle. Is it Michelle Branch?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No.
Cause you're everywhere to me. And I came out the shower and said to my flatmate, you really can't beat Michelle Branch. And my flatmate Laura was so angry. And just was leaving the house and went, you can. And they have. I'm naked a lot.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Here we go.
But only the bottom up.
Well, you've got a dress to flatter.
Yeah. I always wear top, shirt, hoodie, and nothing. But
I do the same thing because I'm slightly out of shape at the moment, but my penis looks immaculate. It really does. So, you know.
And I'm sure your family would agree.
Yeah.
So
we should say we are bottomless right now.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. So our guests are as pumped as Mike's penis, and sadly our airbed isn't, but that's perfect conditions to play round one.
I went to your house about a year ago to drink orangeade, dandy pastry, and it was Philo. F-I-L-O, Philo. I went to drive home, but my tyre was flat. Yes, I had a puncture in my new Renault Clio. C-L-I-O, Clio. Cluck-cluck-cluck-cluck-Clio. So I came back and you were washing up, so I thought I'd help, and the pad you gave me, it was Brillo, B-R-L-L-O, Brillo. But it was quite late and you said I could stay, but you didn't have a bed, so you let me sleep on your floor.
Hey, come on,
come on. Nothing wrong with that, folks.
No, we're cooking.
Nothing wrong
good
with that.
It's fun.
No, we're cooking. The old switcheroo.
The old.
That's good, strong stuff, actually.
So our first round today is called Airbed on a G-string. I'm going to ask each of our guests to sing about something you would wear to the tune of a popular classical piece, Airbed on a G-string. Their teammate has to guess which item of sartorial kit they're crooning about. I'll award 1 point for a correct answer, but up to 10 points for the song. So, Ben, we're going to start with you. Ben, oh, there is your item.
Having already heard Rosie sing, I don't fancy our chances this one.
How was that surprising that I can't sing?
Tom was expecting a real Subo moment. So, Ben, there's the item you're singing about.
Yeah, thank you.
The tune is In the Hall of the Mountain King by Grieg, aka the Alton Towers theme tune. Yeah. All right? Okay. Oh,
yes.
Mike, what is Ben singing about? Here we go.
I'll get it next time round. So I don't know where to come in with this one. Next time. Here we go.
5, 6, 7.
Nah, next time round. Okay. They are very plasticky, plasticky, but you put them on your feet and they look like they're shit. There you can't wear them on escalators for some reason. They are really the worst item of clothing, but they're actually really comfy when you put them on. Then you realise that in your 40s you love them. Then every time you go around your house, you wear them. And then when you go outside, you also wear them too. But you never wear them out in public because they are the most embarrassing kinds of shoes. Yeah. They are plastic. Why did I spend all that time not coming in at the start? It's how very quick and hard to. They are plastic shoes. They are plastic shoes.
Yes. Beautiful. I mean, you made it much trickier on yourself than you needed to there.
I did a bit.
But we all enjoyed
also,
it.
Also, the hangover arrived during.
It kicked in like a sledgehammer to the back of the head. All right, so Clarky, straight away, I'm going to give you, because it was a beautiful rendition, 8 points for the song. 8 points for the song for Clarky there.
Thank you very much.
But Mike Bubbins, what was Ben Clark singing about?
Cross, I think even though he skipped the three slow verses at the start, I think Clarky was singing about Crocs.
It was indeed Crocs! Congratulations, that's a point to Bubbins, 8 points to Clarky. Right, next up it is Rosie. Here we go. Here we go.
Have you started?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tom, you're guessing. Rosie, that's your item. Your piece is The Blue Danube by Johann Strauss. Okay, here we go.
You put it on your top. You don't have it. Made of string. It keeps you very warm. My granddad has a bunch. They are very warm and you don't take them off with a dog.
Beautiful, Rosie Jones there. Gorgeous.
I thought I knew that.
Yeah,
the,
I think we
the
all
twist
did.
At the end.
Yeah.
So, walking a dog.
Yeah, is it?
Right. Let's. Tom, I'll give you a bit of deliberation time there.
Right.
I'm going to award points for the song because you know what, that was absolutely a beautiful rendition. It put me in mind. I don't know if you know her, of Michelle Branch. You can't beat Michelle. So for that, I'm going to give you 9 points out of 10 there for the singing. Yay! Beautiful. A beautiful rendition.
Thank you.
But Tom, Grandad has a bunch.
Grandad has a bunch.
Something about a dog.
String. The dog.
The dog was a curve.
Yeah.
Was one of many curveballs.
Walking
balls
the
in
dog.
Song.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Down on it.
Yes, you.
I mean, I've got vest written down.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
You're correct.
You're walking on.
Yeah. You gotta walk your Staffordshire Terrier.
A certain type of dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's a uniform.
Makes perfect sense.
Imagine the vest smell like Bob Marley's curtains.
Yeah.
That sort of.
You got a dog, you got a vest, you got flip flops, and you got your cock out.
Woof.
Right, Mike, you're up next. Now, you've got your item there.
Yes.
Your tune is, of course, it's Bread of Heaven. Of course it is.
Oh, come on. This isn't fair.
But it's more than fair. But Ben, what is Mike singing about? Mike, off you go. Now let's pray.
Have you seen my snakeskin footwear? Is part hidden by my jeans? How tall do you think I am, Ben? I'm much shorter than I seem. Because the back of these boots, they hide a little trick. I am only 5'10", you prick.
My good God.
Oh my goodness. Beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful.
I'm going to get bottomless after that.
Yeah.
Strangely moving.
Yeah.
What?
Strange. Apart from this guy.
Nothing.
Everybody else applauded
not
that.
Not a flicker.
Right of stone.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right of stone.
Fucking Mount Rushmore. Unbelievable. Right.
Dead inside.
Dead. No soul. No soul. Anyway. Front row.
I like him.
Yeah. That's so nice. A very kind other audience member in the row behind him gave him a little massage. Just go, hey, thanks. Don't let the bastards grind you down. So, Ben, what was Mike Bubbins singing about?
Singing about cowboy boots.
Oh.
Cuban heels?
It was Cuban heels, yes. It was Cuban heels. I'll give you a half a point because you got a bit of an assist by getting the answer wrong and everyone going no. But but it was a half a point there, but of course, I mean, the full 10 out of 10 for Mike there on the song.
Yeah.
Finally, Parry, that is your item. I mean, where can we go after Bread of Heaven? It can only be one thing. It's got to be Ness and Dorma. The Pacini classic.
Come on, Tom.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Wolverhampton's Pavarotti here. Rosie, yeah. I've not made it easy on you, sure. But
the Black Country baritone himself.
You can do it. You can do it. Here we go.
Pavlova.
Biscotti.
So, Parry, Nessa Dormer, Rosie, what is he singing about? Here we go. Don't try and find the note before you hear the song, Tom.
My trousers are really quite white. They're quite white. My trousers are baggy. They're flapping in the wind. They're really white. You see.
Two things, folks.
Medic!
the vein on the side of your head.
We're now going to send Parry to a Swiss clinic for a complete change of blood. Yeah. Keith Richards style. Two things. First of all, I've got to give you the full 10 points. Oh. That beautiful,
11
beautiful rendition. Rosie, I will tell you now, clearly, Tom doesn't know what this thing is.
Let's go again.
All I got was a white trousers.
And that's not what this thing is. Now.
Oh, no.
It's not.
I want to say flares.
You would think flares. I mean, I think, yeah.
Everyone's thinking that, aren't they?
I'd say flares would be correct if this thing was white. Was flares, yeah. But
I said baggy trousers at one point.
Oh, baggy, again, it's not that either, Tom.
I thought it was a belt.
No, it's not a belt either. If anyone could get it, I will literally give you £100.
Is it a hat?
It's not cummerbund, no. No, it's
hat.
It was culottes. It was culottes, everybody.
What a culotte.
They're sort of like, it looks a bit like a miniskirt, yeah. Actually a pair of shorts. Yeah.
Are they baggy?
Well,
yeah, they are pretty baggy.
They can, yeah, but they're not. They're
you're
not.
The most supportive person in the whole world. I love you.
All you gave me were fucking white trousers.
I was having a heart attack, Rosie. I was fighting for my fucking life up here.
But a beautiful rendition of the song. I'm sorry you can't get the points, folks. But what the fuck?
Thank you!
The crowd have turned.
They really have, yeah. So, producer Gwyn, pick a classical piece of your choosing and give us the scores in dulcet song, if you would.
Oh, of course.
Had to be.
Mike and Ben have 19.5 points. Tom and Rosie have 20.
Oh!
Yeah! Come on! That is mainly down to me.
Yes. Almost entirely. So, of course, Tom and Rosie are in the lead. But let's see if Ben and Mike can inflate their scores in part two. See you after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Flash Yes Landau. Before the break, that we all enjoyed so much, Tom and Rosie were in the lead, and that hasn't changed, and neither has the deflated disaster that is our three-man airbed. Let's see who's going to be a pumping tonight as we play round two. It's Flat Games.
Games. Let's play together.
Games.
Let's play forever.
Roll the dice, spin that thing,
put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games.
If you lose, you get nothing.
Games.
If you win, you get gold.
Listen to that!
Listen to that, guys!
Put us back in the tabernacle, Henry! We're good for it!
That's right, it's Flat Games, and this week we're playing our version of baseball, which we're calling D-Baseball. It's a Top Trump style game. I'll give all four players a category. They then have to give me a quick anecdote about that category in no more than three sentences.
Wait, quick?
Yeah.
Shit.
So I will be judging you. That's hardly news to anyone. I'll also be deciding who wins each round. Because this is the baseball, the categories will be the four bases, okay? As we all know, the base system, it starts obviously with first base, wanking, then kissing, fumbling, and shagging. That's the base system as I see it. So let's start.
Kissing comes after wanking, yeah?
Well, it involves someone else.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. So.
Please.
Not necessarily.
Not always.
Please that your kids are in, Mike.
Let's start with...
Very pleased to announce I got to first base last night.
Again.
And again this morning.
Let's start...
I'm doing first base now.
Let's keep those hands where we can see them, Jones.
So, Tom, we'll start with you.
Right.
Three sentences or less. Start with wanking. Let's hear your tail. Let's not see your tail, obviously.
When a teenager, I had a pair of boxer shorts that I used to deposit into.
Deposit?
That I kept down the side of my bed.
You were trying to find a nicer word. He came up with the worst possible word.
Are you trying to be nice because my kids are in the audience? Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, mate.
I kept it down the side of my bed. I went to retrieve it one night. My mum had washed it and replaced it.
Oh, dear. Dear.
Rosie, everything to play for.
Oh, shit. I turned 30 in lockdown, and I spent it with my parents.
Where's this going to go?
You won.
Who were fucking boring. So for my 30th birthday, four friends clubbed together and bought me a £200 vibrator.
That's a very heavy vibrator.
Does it do the dishes?
You looked at it and you thought, that won't fit.
How wrong they were.
End of the story is it did.
Beautiful. Mike, I'm sorry to say, you're up next.
Well, as my family's in the room, Cross, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about somebody else's masturbation. Is that all right?
Of course it is. Of course it is, yeah.
So while I was in
sure.
While I was...
Sure.
My friend Matt Barber. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it's a simple way of looking science lessons with the same name and look as me. No, I just sit next to a chap in science lessons in Barry Boyce Comprehensive School in Wales back in the 80s we're amongst friends. We can. If I'm honest, he'd be unlikely to be here because last seen feeding the rabbits. So he was... what he was wont to do in science lessons, because we had a rather attractive teacher, who I will remain nameless, but he was sitting next to me because it was alphabetical. I was a B and he was a D, so there were no C's. Well, it was him. So he was just sitting next to me every science lesson, and what can only be described as wank, right?
No.
Honestly, no. And but he's just speaking a series of clicks and hums and whistles, right? So he was sat like not where you are now, Cross. Imagine a two-person desk.
Yeah.
And he go, you just see him go, yeah.
Is it Michael Jackson?
Yeah. But then he would ejaculate, right? And I'm trying to look forward all the time. Yeah. And he would always give me a nudge and go, this is the yum yum. every lesson for a year.
This is the yum yum.
This is the yum yum. Yeah.
These were supposed to be three sentence anecdotes.
Yeah.
All right. Had a wank, said this is the yum yum.
Yeah, sure.
There we go. Sorry.
Oh my God. Okay. Clarky.
I've never done it.
Oh, shit. He's never done it. All right. Is that your tale? He's never.
When I was younger, I was at my cousin's house and we were watching Home and Away, and
easily done.
I found it quite arousing, so I went upstairs, and he then also came upstairs unbeknownst to me and walked in halfway through.
Oh my god, mate.
And then I shouted, this is the yum. Closer each day.
The old Summer Bay special.
It's a tricky one. For me, it's between Rosie and Bubs. Very quickly, a cheer for Rosie. Whee! A cheer for Bubs. Whee! Oh, I think it's going to be Rosie there. Rosie takes that.
Wow.
Congratulations. Second base kissing.
Can there just be two bases?
Yeah. We'll start with you.
First kiss I ever had was with my best friend Nick at school. We were 16 and it was revolting. I had an awful time, but we tried and we gave it a good go. And then thankfully it ended. We pulled away from each other. And Nick said to me, Rosie, I think I'm gay.
Now?
And then I said, oh, thank fuck for that. I think I'm gay. So yeah, my first kiss with anyone, we both came out as you get.
Amazing. Rosie Jones.
Should we just say Rosie's won again?
Yeah. Bubbins, who did you get off with in primary school in the 80s?
Staff or pupils? what was the 80s? What should I pick for a kiss one? I tell you what I'll do. When I was about 23, we were on a night out in Cardiff with a friend of mine who, Big Paddy, an Irish fellow, we know.
Yeah, sure.
Irish mate of mine. Big sort of hairy ass rugby player type. And we were in a club called the Philharmonic in Cardiff. And another three sentences, did we?
Well, yeah. Didn't stop you last time, yeah, sure.
Well, the nuts and bolts of it is, there were two girls, it might have been Rosie, two girls asking us to give £1 to watch them kiss. And I said, if you want to kiss, I'm not going to give you £1 to kiss, it's fine.
It wasn't me, because I only do it for the favour.
So I said, I tell you what, if you give us a pound, me and Paddy will kiss, right? And Paddy makes me look small, right? So the girl gave us a pound, right? And then Paddy can only be just, he got off of me for about 45 seconds.
You got your money's worth then.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. He just wasn't my type. I mean, he's, if it had been like a young David Hasselhoff or something,
sure,
like that.
Sure, of course. You know, you're not made of stone.
But, yeah, so, and it wasn't even like an open mouth kiss. It was proper, like tongues, and it was.
Sounds great.
It was all right, actually. It's not too yeah. bad.
So Clarky, we've got a kissing story from you.
Never done it. I'm going to do this in three sentences. Very drunk at a house party, almost passed out on a chair. And a girl tried to kiss me and I threw up.
Oh, Jesus. Parry, final story.
Bubbin's story just reminded me of, do you remember, it was about...
Paddy!
best quid I ever made. I think it was about 2009 and we were doing a Christmas show. Yeah. And my dad hadn't come to see us do sketch comedy like in about, never in London. He was never in London.
That lesson door has broken you, hasn't it, Parry?
Yeah. we were doing a Christmas show and we were like, at the end of it, would it be really funny if we all just get off with each other? Because we couldn't think of an end. So we came up with this idea of like, great, so at the end, we'll all just start getting off with each other on stage. So we were like, why not? Half an hour before the show, my dad texted me and said, I'm coming to see the show tonight. It'd be great to see what you guys actually do. And I'll take you for food afterwards. We all just had to get off with each other in front of my dad and then go for a meal. It was really weird.
Do you know, another detail to that story is I didn't get off with you guys because my wife wouldn't let me. Remember? I guess in case I liked it too much. Fair enough. Yes, so who is... I mean, it's got to be Rosie again there, I think. Rosie.
Yeah! Yes.
Bubbins, it's your turn to start. The subject is fumbling.
Oh, fumbling.
Fumbling in three sentences, please. Oh. It's a beautiful sigh there at the end of that.
I'm just trying to give a fumble story.
It's quite a big bass, isn't it?
It's a huge, yeah. A huge bass, the fumble.
Covers
yeah.
a multitude. Yeah. Yeah.
Fumble for me. Let's have a think about this. We'll back off from Shaggin's next, is it?
Shaggin's next.
Okay. Fumble would be fairly innocuous. I would have been around the age of sort of about 13.
Sure.
I was out with a friend of mine. And I was having a rummage, wearing shorts, for myself, not my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
I accidentally ejaculated whilst in a public place.
That's the yum-yum.
Clarky.
I once fell asleep during oral sex.
Giving or receiving?
That's the big question, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And which one's worse? It was giving.
Oh, no!
No.
Very good. Very strong showing from Bubs and Clarky. They're very strong. Parry.
I was naked. She was fully clothed. My housemate got halfway into the room and turned and it was all going on. It's the end.
The yum yum. Rosie.
At uni, I said it's for post gay kids, but I thought I'd still give boys a bash.
Thank you.
I wanted to try it out, so one Christmas, I went to a club in fancy dress. I was a Christmas pudding. inflatable. With a hat. And I only got hungry and that's how. So I filled my hat with peanuts. And then I ended up getting with a guy and which, how, what's a nice word for fingering?
I think you found it.
I mean, yeah.
So we started fingering me.
him or you?
His fingers. Oh, okay. My vulva.
Classic. Keep it simple, nice.
Yeah. And we were halfway through in the club, and with another hand, he tried to take my peanuts. And then I was like, fuck off. Like, you can finger me, but you're not taking my nuts.
It's the same line out of Braveheart, isn't it?
Do you know what? I'm going to give it to Rosie again there, because... I'm going to give a bonus point to Clarky for his story, but of course the round goes to Rosie. Final final round. It was starting with Ben.
I know.
The show's over. Listen, it's Ben's turn to start. Fourth base, sex. Clarky, what's your story?
Really, really good in it. That's
yeah.
the end.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of people here who'll attest to that. Harry.
Reading Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my girlfriend in a tent, sharing it with Clarky.
Oh, no!
Clarky came into the tent on us.
Clarky fell asleep doing oral sex.
Rosie.
Here we go.
Last year... The Euro England final.
Oh, where's this going?
A shag devil.
And Rosie wins again.
England lost, of course. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we went wild. but I was staying in a B&B and to cheer us up, I ended up shagging the daughter of the landlady, both still in their England football shirts. It was like an awful straight man porn. But I enjoyed it and I brought it home.
Yes. Superb from Rosie there.
I've seen that one, actually. Yeah. I think it was called The Italian Job.
Final story from Bubs.
I could rinse this. If my wife and kids were in the room, I would rinse this category.
do you want to just step out for a second?
This would be home run stuff. But I'll tell you about somebody else, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll click some whistles. Yeah, go on.
On our wedding night, one of my wife's best friends was staying in one of the rooms in the hotel with a few of my friends from Canada, rugby players. All proceeded to root her in the evening with her full consent, of course. She had sex with, I think, three of my friends simultaneously. Yeah, lovely girl. So in the morning, my first morning as a married man, We're in the sort of we're in the lovely bridal suite there, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, just a big bang on the door. I was like, oh Christ, who's that? There must be a fire. What's going on? So I answer the door, and there's woman X, right? Looked like she'd been dragged through a hedge backwards, which she probably had been, to be honest. Asking if we'd seen her handbag anywhere, because she'd lost her handbag the night before. We hadn't seen it. She'd lost her phone, her keys. She wasn't robbed by my friends, I won't point that out. But yeah, so woman X, probably having sex with most of my friends on my wedding night. There we go.
Beautiful story, a beautiful tale. Lovely. A very happy tale, but I think it will surprise no one to say Rosie won that again. I mean, you absolutely robbed home. You know, thanks for going through the whole round without shagging, by the way. Really, really impressive.
You don't know what you're Jesus doing. Christ.
Now, Producer Quinn, I won't ask you to tell any stories from your own checkered past. We don't want to be shut down by the Lord Chamberlain. But could you give us the scores, please?
Absolutely. The scores are Mike and Ben have 20 and a half, and Tom and Rosie have 24.
Oh! Yes! Now to redress the balance, let's find out about the horrendous lies of our listeners. It's time to enter the cheeky court of Beef Brothers.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Hazel. Mm. Hazel writes, my housemate is really into Batman and has filled our communal area with Batman memorabilia. Sometimes I return home to find a normal piece of furniture has been replaced by a Batman version. That's the beef. So I'll tell you now, Tom and Rosie, you are on Hazel's side.
Great.
Okay. And Ben and Mike, you're on the side of justice. so you're obviously on the flatmates side. Can you give us any more details? Are you willing to give a name, or should we just call them Batman?
I mean, he goes by that himself. No, right. His name is...
let's just call him Bruce.
Okay, so Bruce. Any questions you have for Hazel? The flatmate's not here, right? No, okay, fair enough. You're out fighting crime on Okay, any questions for Hazel? Now remember, Tom and Rosie, you're on Hazel's side. Ben and Mike, you're not.
So, do you ever think that the fact that... Has he replaced the landline?
No, we don't have a landline.
No bat phone?
No bat phone.
Oh, it'll be upstairs.
Well, I was going to say that would be very handy for calling like Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
Then you could ask Commissioner Gordon to get you a pizza, because you couldn't do it yourself. It's just the only thing that bat phone phones is Commissioner Gordon's house, which is obviously, let's be honest, it's a drawback. Replace furniture. So, for instance, is there such a thing in your flat as a Batman bed?
I mean, maybe in his room.
Maybe. Batman chair?
Batman chair, yeah.
There's a Batman chair? What is a Batman chair?
What does that look like?
Well, I came home and I was like, oh, we've gotten this kind of like deco chair with like a cool design. And then you look closer and it's the Joker's face.
Oh, no.
That sounds...
There's a little matching table as well.
Did he ask your permission?
He's the frigging Dark Knight. He's not going to ask for permission, is he? Excuse me, Mr. Joker, would you mind if I arrested you? It doesn't happen like that, does it?
Is it his house?
No.
Is he a copper?
Is he a cobbler?
Yeah, a policeman.
Oh! Do
your shoes get mended overnight, is what he's asking.
Cobbler, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's really swings and roundabouts then, isn't it?
He's not a policeman?
No.
Because that would be good.
What? Do you want to say what his profession is?
Some kind of consultant.
No. A Batman consultant.
Any other questions for Hazel?
What's the biggest piece of Batman memorabilia in the house?
Either the little table which matches the chair or...
There's a Batman table?
Yeah, to match the chair.
Has it got the joke? What's described?
It's the same. It's kind of, you know, it's the colours, the green, the red, and kind of white stuff, but it's horrible clown's faces.
So it's more of a Joker obsession than a Batman.
Yeah. How?
What you need is Batman.
Yeah. Okay. How old is he, by the way? Could you get, hazard
six.
A guess? Yeah. it's my son.
That fucking cot.
In his 30s, right, he's okay. Past okay. The big trio.
There's well, hang on, you can use that later on. So hopefully that is enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I call upon Rosie Jones to begin the case for the prosecution. You have a minute.
If you're an adult man in your 30s obsessed with a fictional character, you're fucking weird. And they need to grow up, get a proper fucking hobby, get a proper fucking job. What is he consulting on? You've been it all, and he should go out, get sex, and get a life.
Yeah, perfect.
Rosie, as usual, angling for a shag.
Honestly, I just think it's a flesh of a Batman obsession if he just went to a club and got fingered.
It's a catch-all, isn't it? It's a catch-all, yeah.
Taylor's all this time. Yeah.
So, Mike, you've got a minute to begin the case for the defence.
Well, one of my greatest regrets in life is when I left my parents' house, I got rid of my Buck Rogers memorabilia, my Buck Rogers wallpaper, Buck Rogers quilt cover and pillow, because I think you should embrace, the young you. You know, am I right?
Yeah,
never totally. Let go of your inner child. Let go of all the other children, but I mean, don't let go of your inner child. keep fostering that. And what it sounds like, he's not only, like I said earlier, he's not only fostering that playfulness, that joy of youth, that lovely innocence, that sort of those halcyon days, Ben, right? He's not only doing that, he's doing it for the right reasons. Because what he's doing there, he's putting the Joker into your room, right? To show you that, hey, you know, could always be worse. You could be the Joker, right? What?
Yes, what he's trying to do. Take a big picture of Hitler up in your front room.
What he's trying to do.
Could be worse. I mean, with this coming.
Keep your Hitler stuff. Oh, it's a flat. I was going to say put it upstairs, but there's no upstairs, of course. So I would say to you, rather than criticise him for this, what he's trying to do there is embrace just a simpler time, Ben.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
100%.
Yeah. Life can be cruel, life can be short, life can be awful. I mean, if you don't believe me, ask the fucking Joker, because I mean...
Okay, yeah, sure. It's rare.
And
people...
Bruce Wayne shows the best of all of us, because he hasn't got superpowers. He hasn't got superpowers, Cross. He's just a man doing his best.
Yeah, he's just a billionaire.
He can't fly, he can't stick to walls.
Yeah, fair point.
He's just trying his best.
He's not sticky wall, man.
There's nothing in for him. He's risking life and limb.
Hazel, I have to ask, how do you think it's going so far?
Oh, great. Great advice.
Strong advice. Okay, now, Tom, you're going to conclude the case for the prosecution. Are you going to do it as yourself tonight?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Of course, yes.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing.
There we go.
Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Just... finding out if I can actually say this bit, but I think I'll be okay. Nice to see you all here. Small town folk, hell, I recognize you from the bakery. Tough rolls, dry bread, runny eggs. Get your shit together, bakery. £5.50 for that? It's not good enough. Folks over there from the big city, them their lawyers using a lot of fancy words. Franchise. George Clooney. We don't know no George Clooney around here, thank you. Human rights lawyer wife, what's that all about?
I've always wondered where Fanshawe stood on human rights, and it's good to know.
They ain't real lawyers. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
hearing her talking over there about these no superheroes. Kind of reminds me a few years ago. You remember the fair? Every year. Best fair in the county. You remember the man there? Brings a pig to the fair who can walk up a ladder. Ladder pig. People come from miles around to see ladder pig.
Tom's having a breakdown.
Posters on the wall. T-shirts. Ladder pig. Till 3 years ago, ladder pig turned up. He'd been drinking. Could barely get up the third rung. Let's not put our faith in superheroes, ladies and gentlemen. The defense rests.
Beautiful. Beautiful work there from Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen from his deathbed, by the sounds of things.
R.I.P. Rest in power, Fanshawe. Right, Clarkey, you've got a minute to conclude the case for the defence. Your minute begins now.
Well, it's a really tricky one, this, because he sounds like a twerk.
Okay, right. brought it home quite quickly there, 7 seconds, but fair enough. So, I can't make the decision myself. So instead I'm going to call upon our live McCutlith audience to make it for us. So if you think Rosie and Fanshawe and therefore Hazel is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. But if you think Ben and Mike, and they did make a very strong case, both of them. If you think Ben and Mike made the best case, please applaud now. Oh, it's got to go to Hazel. It's got to go to Hazel.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Hazel. How do you feel about the results?
Delighted. I can't wait to take Rosie's advice and throw it on the skip.
I thought you were going to say take Rosie's advice and get fingered in a club.
Right, we are actually running very, very short on time, and another show is starting in just a few minutes in this very room, so let's slow things down a bit and listen to the quickfire round jingle.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's always so amusing that it has a long introduction.
Ooh, it's a great prank.
It has a long introduction. When the round is really quick, but no one minds that this intro goes so slowly. And that's because of this lovely guitar played by Ben Clarkey.
Ooh, thanks for the credit.
By our very own Clarkey. He's a very talented boy. In fact, if you look up Ben Clark on SophieChapmanTalent.com, it says he's a BAFTA-nominated comedian, actor, and writer.
Ooh, it's true, it says that.
Best known one for the Pappies, who co-created the accomplished sitcom Bad Adults. He also co-wrote the BAFTA-nominated short film, The Blue Door.
Ooh, it's a spooky film.
Which is developing into a feature. His other TV writing includes Hypothetical and the Emily Attack Show, Porridge and Game Face. And then at the end it says Ben recently completed filming on the feature film Finding Lily.
Ooh, I
don't know what that is. What the hell is Finding Lily? Ben, you never told us about that. Well, instead of finding Lily, let's go and find the quickfire round.
Yeah! Beautiful. Talented boy. Talented boy.
Yes. Genuinely no idea what Finding Lily is.
Yeah, I looked on our agent's website and it said Ben recently completed filming Finding Lily. So I called Ben up and went, great news about Finding Lily. And he said, who's Lily?
Still haven't found her.
This is the quickfire round, and as our show is all about pumping up the airbed, I would like you to pump up your answers. I'll ask a series of questions, and I'd like our panellists to respond in voices that get increasingly louder and higher as the round goes on. Yeah! Pro tip, I'd start a little lower than that.
Yeah.
So start low and soft and work up to what's known in the business as the full Rosie Jones. So instead of buzzers, low and soft, I'd like you to use your first names instead. So Ben and Mike, let's hear those.
Ben. Mike. Roses.
Tom.
Good. All right. Here we go. Off we go. Name the gas, often used to inflate balloons, which, when inhaled, makes...
Helium.
Is correct. Mm. Dick Fosbury is credited with inventing a new technique...
Mike. The high jump.
What? What? It's correct.
He's got shivers. That's the yum-yum.
I'm the Batman.
What noise does that... Sorry, what noise does a fire engine make? Rosie?
No.
He's correct. In the children's rhyme, Hickory Dickory Dock, what animal ran
Ben.
Up the...
Ben. Mouse.
Oh, yeah. What is the highest mountain in Wales?
Tom.
You're right, Tom. What's Rosie doing to you? Get your fingers out of my teammate.
She assisted.
Snowden.
Is correct. Which singer famed for his falsetto was the frontman of Bronski Beat and the Communards?
Mike. Jimmy Somerville. Oh.
We've got six more questions, Mike. You've gone very high, mate. Yep. Complete the title of the sci-fi novel by Jules Verne. 20,000...
Mike
was first there.
Leagues Under the Sea.
That's correct. Which gravelly voice singer earned himself the nickname the Walrus of Love?
Tom! Okay.
Perry White is correct. What is the opposite of up? Rosie Jones. What is the name of the horror movie written by and starring John Krasinski?
Ben!
Scream! It's not Scream, no.
Tom!
A
quiet place!
Is correct. What noise does a cow make?
Rosie!
I'd like to hear that one more time, please. What noise does a cow make? Sure! Final one, I want it as loud and as high as you can. What is the name of the Simon and Garfunkel song that begins with the line, Hello Darkness,
Tom!
My... Ben.
The Sun is Silent!
Is correct! That is the end of the round and the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores, Mike and Rosie, have you got anything to plug? Any place people can find you? Rosie?
You can find me.
Sorry, it's gonna be even louder and quieter.
You can find me
up against the wheelie bin getting
You can find me in the corner of the club.
If you turn on your telly.
That's fair.
Rub it in.
You can.
Mike.
What a PC command.
Mike, where can folks find you?
I don't know.
Okay. So thanks to all of you guys for coming along. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/PappysFlatShare. Like, subscribe, rate and review our podcast, or just tweet recommending it to your friends. So producer Gwyn, this is very exciting. What are the final scores?
The final scores are Mike and Ben have 25.5, but the winners are Tom and Rosie with 32.
Oh! Congratulations. So Mike and Ben are pumping up the air bed whilst Tom and Rosie get a night of Rumpy Pumpy with me, although it will be on a Lilo. Thanks to our guests, Rosie Jones and Mike Poppins. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare's Flatdown. Pappies Flatshare's Flatdown featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Barry, the special guests, Mike Poppins and Rosie Jones. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker. Technical expertise by Emma Corsham and Gwyn Rhys-Davies. It was produced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to Henry, Steve, Claire, everyone working at Mac, to all the wonderful folks who came here today's show. And to you at home for listening, Pappies Flatshare's Flatdown is a Secret News production for Acast and the internet. Cheers to our boy!
Well, there you go.
What an ep. What a cracking ep.
Were we ever so ill? What a great time. No, it was that was really, really fun. I had a tremendous amount of fun. Thanks to Rosie and to Mike for doing it. It was really good. If you enjoy our podcast and you would like to help us keep doing this main feed for free, then a great way to support us is the Patreon. And it is, I stand by this, it is the best value Patreon out there, because you get bonus episodes every single week. You get bonus beefs, you get episodes of Flatshare Pop Round. We've done over 30 episodes of Flatshare Pop Round. You get every single episode of Flatshare Lockdown, the which is over 150 episodes of that. You get them all straight away the second you join, and all you need to pay is £4 a month. Oh, what a bargain.
If you want to hear more from our guests as well, Mike and Rosie, we always do a little chat with them after the show. That goes out on the Patreon. So, yeah, if you want to get really under the skin of this podcast, made it sound a bit gross.
If you want to see the pulsating veins of this podcast.
You want to get into the pulsating bloodstream of this podcast, then hop over to the Patreon. You'll have a lovely time of it.
Absolutely right.
As always, this episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Caution team. Oh, very quickly, patreon.com/pappysflatshare. That's quite crucial.
Nice. Cheers, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, everyone. Please Hello. Be upstanding for today's patron neighborhood watch roll call cookery show live.
Oh, hello.
yes.
Bish bash bosh. Greg's gourmet nosh.
We have got a tasty. Patreon. We've got a tasty Patreon feast for you. Let me tell you something. Coriander, I married her. Okay. Take about 7 spoonfuls of the DVD of Armageddon and stick it in a pot with Lee Fedden.
Oh, it's always
boiling.
We're off to a confusing start.
Oh God, it really came at me quick.
Get as many laser discs of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang as you can find.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Grind them up, and they're sure to raise some smiles, especially if they're served with a side dish of Hannah Wiles.
Oh, well, look at that. That's cool.
Look at that.
Look at that. What's that made out of? Oh, I don't know. Could be Deep Impact. I'll never tell. But I made it with Evie Southwell.
Okay, what I'm doing here, you'll see I am finely chopping, I'm dicing, I'm slicing the John Travolta Angel movie, Michael. Then I'm sticking it in a blender, putting it in the microwave, Bob's your ankle, it comes out as Rian Michael.
Oh no. That's a shame, actually.
It's a real shame.
Here we go, everybody.
Here we go, everybody.
I've got a Betamax copy of The Hunt for Red October. Of course I have. It's a staple of every dish I ever make.
He's been down the market.
I've been down a boot fair. I've picked up some tasty deals. I've got this Betamax of The Hunt for Red October. I'm grinding it into a fine paste, and I'm slathering it all over my body. Hopefully, that's going to cure my pox. It was a secret recipe given to me by Lou Cox.
Oh, now, well, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, on the pox front.
All the best for you there.
Thank you, Red. And on the pox back as well, the back's worse.
All right. Well, I've got a bootleg copy of the not very good poker film Rounders. And just to check, it's all savvy of had it prayed over by a cleric.
Of course. And
I'm going to post it, or of course I'm going to grind it up into pate and then post it to my good friend Richard Merrick.
Of course I am.
What else would I do with it? I'm not a fucking Muppet, am I?
Of course you have. Okay. I've got three VHSs of Days of Thunder. I'm going to just boil that, reduce it down in the pan until it makes a thick syrup. And then I'm going to make it even nicer. Putting in some curry powder and turning it into Hadley Spicer.
Oh, absolutely wonderful.
That's lovely. That sounds delicious, actually.
I've got the 12-inch soundtrack to the movie Gone in 60 Seconds.
Who wants it?
You know what?
You keep hold of it.
Okay, I'll keep hold of it. In which case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it through a mincer, right? Add in a little bit of tarragon, maybe a bit of oregano, and make it into an absolutely delicious meaty ball. And then I'm going to shove it right into the gob of my dear chum, Lois Hall.
That is lovely. I've got a laser disc of Harry and the Hendersons. And I'm going to juice
often
that.
Often known as Bigfoot and the Hendersons.
Bigfoot and the Hendersons.
depending on the region you might have bought it from.
Depending on the region.
A lot of people say to me, listen, I bought some Harry and the Hendersons. Can I use it as a substitute for Bigfoot and the Hendersons in one of your recipes? I say it's the same thing.
It is basically the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's apples and oranges. It's the opposite of that. Like apples and oranges. I'm gonna juice that.
It's the opposite of chalk and cheese, is what I'm trying to say.
It's basically cheese and oranges. It's Harry and the Edisons. I'm gonna juice that up. If you ain't doing that, you ain't even living. This one's for you, Andrew Tiffin.
Beautiful.
I've made a toasted sandwich using a laser disc of Arlington Road, starring that guy from The Big Lebowski. And I'm going to serve it up with some olives to my good pal, Jan Zierzgowski.
That's a solid thriller.
It's got a twist in the end that will absolutely blow your taste buds.
Had me reeling for days.
Right, listen up. Sometimes you can't get the ingredients you want. But let me tell you now, I've taped Dante's Peak off film 4. Okay, listen, all right.
It'll suffice.
Have to do, right?
If you're just having some mates round, it'll suffice. No one will taste the difference.
All I'm saying is grind it up nice, right?
Work it
using a pestle and mortar. No one's going to be any the wiser. And that's why I'm going to give it to my dear friend, Oliver.
That's fair enough. That is fair enough.
It's fair enough.
It's the best I could do at short notice.
All right, I've got a Blu-ray of Swingers, and tell you what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to pop it in the blender. And let me tell you this, it don't half make half a din. It don't half make half a din, is that half goes a dinner. Around? Half a dinner. My ears are bleeding, and so are my gums, because I keep eating discs.
You love a disc.
I love a disc.
You promised yourself you'd quit discs.
Never.
You can't quit them.
Never. I'll send that off to my good friend Sam Brett Atkin.
Lovely.
I'm preparing a meal for my friend Michael. So it's I'm Michael. Serving up Raw, the Angel movie, Dogma.
Please tell me that's on VHS.
Of course it is. It's Raw VHS. That concludes today's Neighbourhood Watch movie culinary Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
Michael.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.